The poll this week that we have for you centers around all the talk happening of Governor Whitmer and the budget that she announced yesterday, and all kinds of different budget proposal items that we could reference. I mean, like last hour, we were talking about, for example, the pension tax.
Pension tax. Hey, you could do a poll on the budget for the next month.
Yeah.
Dealing with just education, maybe, or like the you said, the pension
there.
Tax.
I mean,
this, or income tax credit hike. What? Yeah.
As always, whenever a budget is introduced, I mean, because you have to sift through what was proposed, and what's increased as far as revenues. How are you going to do that? There's any cuts in there and things like that. The big one that seemed to get the attention yesterday, I would say even over. I mean, it's as important as the education is. I think the gas tax got the attention only because it seemed like it was maybe an easy one to understand. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of nuances in the rest of the budget, but most people can understand a 45-cent tax increase that would actually be fully 45 cents
next year.
By next October, yeah.
Yep. Next October. And that also received some national attention with the press, too.
Didn't
CBS News yesterday play at least report on Governor Whitmer's proposal? I think they did.
They did, and I'm guessing because if implemented, it would make Michigan to have the highest gas tax in the entire nation.
Right. Yeah. They would top Pennsylvania, I believe.
That's of course if this is for the legislature to decide, and there are of course some nuances around this. We just had a poll a few weeks ago, speaking of bipartisanship, because it was those retired bipartisan lawmakers that said we have a proposal here that we would increase the gas tax 47 cents, but over like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And our poll just shot that down. For a lot of people, obviously the cost was one thing, but I talked to a lot of people who said, we don't like these proposals out over 10 years. It's just...
What's the point?
Yeah, so much can change. And if we need to fix roads now, I mean...
Why are we waiting a decade?
So right. Why nickel and dime this? Let's just do it all. So the governor did. Bold, some say. I give her credit on that. It's like, look, we need to fix it. We're going to do something bold, and here's my bold proposal.
Right.
Is this, some are suggesting, maybe a negotiating tactic? Look,
probably.
I'm going to start with 45, knowing I'll never get that, but maybe I can get 35, maybe get 30, anything above what we are now.
Maybe make some deals.
I have not seen anything regarding, though, I still see this reference as gas. Have you seen anything that regards diesel?
No, I haven't seen anything about diesel.
Nothing as far as that's because... That was part of that bipartisan proposal. They were talking gas and diesel.
Right.
Unless I've missed something and somebody wants to tell me differently, I've not seen anything that references.
I haven't either.
It's just, says the fuel tax. The biggest opposition I've seen to this, and there's always going to be opposition, but one of those vocal groups are those who own stations along the Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana borders. Saying, look, if somebody can just go across the border a couple miles and save 45 cents a gallon by next October...
True. I mean,
we're gonna get hurt.
Right.
That's the biggest opposition.
You're right. I mean, but sometimes it doesn't even make sense. Right. I mean, think about it. I mean, how many times do you go around towns and you're like, wow, usually this town has more expensive gas than this one, but for some reason this town has cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, there are sometimes no rhyme or reason. By the way, there's a great question Michael Percha could ask the governor, since he's going to be interviewing her here in a few minutes. He could ask her about diesel.
Oh, yeah. To see, I mean, again, unless I've missed this, that's going to be a question people are going to wonder, will that also include? So, and the offset, if I'm understanding, and trying to take all this in, the key component is the proposal of doubling the earned income tax credit.
Right.
Because that would affect mostly low and middle income workers, because the suggestion is that while everyone would get hit with a gas tax, those, of course, who are low and middle income would maybe be in a situation where they would be able to least afford and handle in their daily budget.
Yep.
So if that were doubled, that would help to offset that the pain that they would feel anyway.
And I know that Senate Republicans are countering that, yeah, maybe we will grant you a raise in the gas tax, but we'd also like to get auto insurance reform done.
Oh,
because we think that would save some money
for
people too, which I said yesterday on the Art Lewis show, I think the governor would probably be on board with that one too.
And of course, the way it plays into the gas tax now, of course, gas, what, 240, somewhere around there?
Somewhere around there.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, so now the put up near three still wouldn't make people happy, but what happens if gas goes to like 310 or 320, mm-hmm. and then, but as you referenced yesterday too, I heard you say a lot of the vehicles nowadays getting better gas mileage.
Yep.
And I heard somebody else say, hey, I'm not even doing gas, I've got an electric vehicle.
Yeah,
so.
Or hybrids, right, right.
There's a lot of components to this.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, yesterday on the show too, somebody did call in because there was some disagreement. We had one caller who was saying, what about those people who drive hybrids or electric cars? Are they getting off scot-free? And one caller said, no, if you recall, the legislature and Rick Snyder passed the bill a few years ago in which we are already pay a tax if we buy a hybrid here in Michigan.
I've forgotten about that. Yeah,
me too. I forgot about it.
Of course, if it doesn't affect me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
I don't pay attention
to
that.
Me neither.
All right, so let's see if we can piece together. We'll make it simple, because I think the question is simple at this time. With the WSW online poll, with the governor releasing her proposed 2020 budget, the road funding getting a lot of the attention involving that 45-cent increase in the gas tax, three separate 15-cent increases starting this October and then next April and next October. If implemented, Michigan would have the highest gas tax in the nation at 71.3 cents. The plan proposed to raise a projected $2.5 billion in new revenue, and it would actually go into a new Fixing Michigan Roads Fund and allocated to our most highly traveled and commercially important roads at both the state and local levels. There was another question people wondered. Is this all state? Is this local? How is it going to be dispersed? That probably has to be worked out, too. To partially offset the increase for low- and middle-income workers, the governor proposing a doubling of the earned income tax credit. So the poll question, should Governor Whitmer's proposed 45-cent gas increase be passed by the legislature or not? Yes? No? I'm not sure. You can vote. Take WSW.com, scroll down the homepage, and find the poll box and make your vote that way. And thank you for voting.